friends. Country been down so long, it's a must I win. Hold my place like cast iron, won't break, won't bend. Stuck them racks in an all black Camuto bag. Louis V, Drake, Dover starch, Bowman pants. Used to rock them camo.
Dress it up and make it real for me. Whatever that fucking name. Dirty soda in the style for. Spill the day to get my mind blown. Dress it up and go to Nassau. 200 miles on the dash. Gotta roll a pound up a gas. Switching lanes in the Grand Rapids. We the one that kept it cool with all these niggas till these niggas start acting. Shoot a nigga like a film in a movie, nigga.
What it do? What it do? This your boy B. Willingham, aka Adam Morrison, and this is the First Rounders, episode 146. We still balling like the March Madness. I know it's usually just three members right now, but unfortunately, they just couldn't be here tonight. So it's just gonna be just for me tonight. I don't know. Maybe Corporate was a comeback. Maybe Copa Rivers will be on, but for right now, it seems it's just gonna be just me right now. But yeah, but I'm gonna try to get y'all a good show just right now. But yeah. After week one of March Madness, it's been pretty dope. I've been keeping up with that the entire weekend. So, but I'm gonna go on and talk to y'all about this. So first thing we're gonna talk about the most surprising teams. Well, I'm gonna talk about the most surprising team, my most disappointing team, my Sweet 16 and Elite 8 predictions. But first off, we're gonna go through some highlights of some of these games right now. So, first things first, that man Jani Broome said that Auburn wasn't losing any more games this year. Well, looks like you was kind of wrong, my guy. Y'all end up losing to Yale. And like I said, that was probably like, actually, while I saw that game, that was actually a pretty good game. Not really a fan of Auburn, but I'm kind of glad Yale, the smart guys, beat them. And then, keeping it to the SEC, Kentucky, they lost to Oakland and a three-point specialist, a guy that they said used to DoorDash. I just thought that was kind of funny. Jack Gogi was his name. He makes more threes than he does two-pointers. And for the one that really cares, Bronny and the SEC Trojans, they didn't win. They didn't win this weekend because they didn't make the tourney. I know that everybody was a little sad about that. So, maybe next year, or you never know, he probably just go pro and you might even see him in the NCAA tournament. But JMU, James Madison, they upset Wisconsin. And then like a couple of days later in the round of 32, they got that 40 piece put on them by Duke. I was like, damn, that was crazy. Ooh, they got beat so bad. Man, that coach, Mark Byington, he left for Vanderbilt. And I got to show love to Mark Byington. He kind of started off his career at Georgia Southern, then went to James Madison, and now he's at Vanderbilt. And there are no Cinderella teams right now this year, in this year's Sweet 16. I thought it would have been I just hold that thought. Some folks might say the NC State is a Cinderella team. I don't agree with them being a Cinderella team because they're playing in the ACC. Maybe Louisville because they were trash, but that's another story. I did thought that James Madison, Morehead State, and McNeese State would have been a Cinderella teams, but nah, they didn't. Then no JMU, James Madison, I forgot who they played. Might have been St. Mary's. They took care of them, but like I said, they got that 40-piece dropped on them by Duke, and I wasn't expecting that at all. So, but yeah, that leads to my next topic, my most surprising teams. It's got to be Gonzaga. Good old Zags. They went from not making a tournament to making a tournament as a 5 seed. And what a lot of people don't know about that is it's their ninth straight Sweet 16 appearance for the Zags. So that's very impressive. And Mark Few, give credit to Mark Few. Mark Few's he's a hell of a coach. I would love to see him win a championship one day, but just hope it's not this year. Ooh, thought they would. They definitely proved to be in the tournament, and they probably can go far away, but I'll talk about them in a little bit. I thought that really did thought they was going to lose to McNeese State, and that ended up blowing them out and Kansas out. And I believe that game was on this past Saturday, but the way they just blew out Kansas, did Kansas in the second half, man, they look real good. It was at moments that they didn't miss two field goals in a row. That's how crazy it was. And if they could play like that, they can play with any team. All right, next team that I'm actually was very surprised about is NC State. Yeah, I don't want to talk too much about them because they're NC State. I'm still a little salty that they beat UNC in the ACC tournament, but it is what it is. You know, they got to win something sometimes, you know, but yeah. Yeah, DJ Burns definitely ate his way into the Sweet 16. I know I'm wrong, but I don't care. I'm done. So, but, and also the ACC, I got this is the most surprising conference. 25% of their teams is in Sweet 16 right now. That means 4 out of 5 teams made it. Let's see. UNC, Duke, NC State, and Clemson. Yeah. And I was the main person that was criticizing the ACC the most. Yeah. Was criticizing them. I thought only 2 teams were going to get in there, but it ended up being 5 teams. And yeah, his punk ass doobie, he is balling for real, but I'm like, damn. Yeah. But enough of his talk, enough of that guy. But Oakland, even though they didn't make it to the Sweet 16, they embarrassed Kentucky. Well, I'm going to talk about them a little bit. They had Jack Gokey. Dude, I still can't believe he made more threes and twos, but he comes off the bench too as a 3-point specialist. Yes. Yes, yes. We trying to get these views up right now, so yeah. Go Brandon and not let's go Brandon. No, I'm just playing. All right. Yeah, I know I had mentioned Kentucky. They're one of my disappointing teams, losing to Oakland in the round of 64. really was their coach. You got to give credit to Oakland. They definitely outplayed and outcoached Kentucky. And I don't know. I just think it's about time. I think Calipari, he might be the problem. Every year, they get those one-and-done players. I mean, yeah, every year they get one-and-done players, and they don't. I know a couple of times they went to the Final Four. I know back in 2012 they won a championship, but they had Anthony Davis on their team. Yeah, but, yeah, it just – no, just that just not talking talk about these one-and-done players. But, man, but some of these one-and-done players that used to play for Kentucky, I'm going to tell y'all the names of them. It's going to be crazy. Anthony Davis, Michael Kidd Gilchrist, Nerlens Noel, the Harrison twins, Andrew and Aaron Harrison, Carl Anthony Towns, Devin Booker, John Wall, Jamal Murray, DeMarcus Cousins, Bam Adebayo, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, De'Aaron Fox, Malik Monk, Tyrese Maxey, and Julius Randle. Yeah. All that talent, and for them to only win one championship in this, well, shoot, in this past 15 years, I think Calipari came in like around 2009. He came around that time. But, yeah. And they can't really get rid of him right now. They basically just said, yeah, his buyout is crazy. It is $33 million. I had to, this is a little quote Sir Charles has said. Kentucky is getting McDonald's All-Americans. The teams the Wildcats are losing to are eating are the guys, they're getting the guys that eat at McDonald's. That's crazy. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's really my own disappointing team right now. Kansas would be too. Kansas would be, but I'm going to say that. You know what? Kansas is not. Kansas is disappointed because they was preseason number one, and everyone thought it was going to win a championship this year. But, you know, y'all got to be like me. It's always after Jayhawks over here. So, you know, I'm still petty about 2022. So, but, yeah. Yeah. Yes, we are on we are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We're on Google Podcasts for a little bit. I think they're about to get away, but we're on all the podcasts. We're on YouTube right now. I know some of y'all are checking us out on YouTube, and we're on Instagram right now as well. Yeah. Ooh. So here are my Sweet 16 predictions for right now. Starting off with the East region, which is number 3 Illinois versus Iowa State. I got the final Illini over Iowa State. People haven't really talked too much about Illinois, but Illinois is legit good. They're low key good, and they look very impressive against Morehead. I don't know. I say Morehouse. Morehouse can't even beat Georgia Southern. But not against Morehead State and Duquesne. So. One of these guys, I think his name is Terrence Shannon. He's legit. I like his game a lot. All right, so another matchup in the East region is the rematch of the championship game. Number 5, San Diego State. I believe they're the Aztecs. I'm sorry. Gosh. We got people, man. You know, folks just...
That's what she said.
Y'all crazy. I'm loving these comments right now. So. But... yeah, it's a rematch of the championship game between San Diego State and UConn. I got UConn winning big. I don't need to make no explanation. UConn is legit. I like the big man. I like the point guard, Trisha Newton. I like the dude from Newton County, Stephon Castle. Yeah, they got some good pieces. All right, let's move forward to the South region. Number 11, NC State versus number 2, Marquette Golden Eagles. I believe they're the Golden Eagles, but yeah. If Marquette play like they did in the first half, offensively shooting 68% the entire game and shut both of the DJs down, Marquette wins by 21. If both of the DJs play great, Marquette wins by 20. So. All right, number four, the next matchup is number 4, Duke versus number 1, Houston. Houston is dealing with some injuries right now. That means Duke actually has a chance to win, but Houston is going to win a close one. And I will let you guys know about my black horse Cinderella team. So next up is a mid-region against Gonzaga versus Purdue. Zach, this is my prediction right here. Zach Edey will stay in foul trouble the entire game, and Gonzaga will get the upset over Purdue. There, I said it. Gonzaga will beat Purdue. Number 3, Creighton Blue Jays versus number 2, Tennessee Volunteers. I might care about that Rocket Talk, but yeah. I know somebody asked me who's my Black Horse Cinderella team. Well, I guess my Black Horse, I'm going to say Creighton. I was like, I didn't know about this game, but I just been thinking about who's going to win. I love Greg McDermott from the Blue Jays. I mean, I forgot the name, but from Creighton. And I was surprised Louisville or Michigan didn't try to interview him for the head coaching position. But I actually got Creighton winning by 1 point. Right. Moving on to the West region. Number 6, Clemson versus number 2, Arizona. And just don't let the number fool y'all. Clemson is a really good team. I'm a very huge fan of PJ Hall of Spartanburg. I predict that PJ Hall goes ham, but Arizona wins a close one against Clemson. Ah, yeah. This will be the game that I'll be watching. I'll be watching tomorrow night. Number 4, Alabama versus number 1, UNC Tar Heels. This is a revenge game. For folks that probably didn't know, UNC lost to Alabama last season in the beginning of the season. They lost in 4 overtimes. Had UNC won that game, they would have made the NCAA tournament last year. This year, Alabama scores 90.7 points per game, which is first in the NCAA. But the crazy thing is, they ranked 345 in scoring defense, which is 80.9 per game. And I want to say, I should, and this was my fault, I should have got like how many teams are in Division I, but it's like in the 350s or 360s. That's pretty low. And UNC is a really good defensive team. I don't think Alabama will reach that scoring average, but I'm gonna leave it like this right here. Mark Sears, he's really good, but RJ Davis, he is smooth as ice, twice as nice, and he ain't never had a bad day in his damn life. So UNC gets revenge on Nate Oates and the Crimson Tide. All right, moving on to my Elite 8 predictions. Number 3, Illinois versus number 1, UConn. I will say that this will probably be the UConn's toughest game so far in the tournament. Illinois is going to give them hell. But UConn is going to win. I think they're going to come from behind and win against Illinois and move on to the Final 4. Yes, my next matchup is from the South regional final. Number 2, Marquette versus number 1, Houston. And I was kind of thinking about this one too. I think Houston gets exposed against Duke, and Marquette will sneak into the Final Four. All right, and my next pick is number 5, Gonzaga versus number 3, Creighton. I just feel that Creighton's gonna win the game. I think this is gonna be a high scoring game, but I'm gonna take a quote from John Madden. I think the team that scores the most points will win this game. And Creighton is gonna win this game by scoring more points than Gonzaga. So Creighton moves on to the Final 4. And yes, and the final matchup is the West Final. Number 2, Arizona versus number one seed UNC. RJ Davis versus Caleb Love. And the winner gets Deja Kelly. I'm just playing, but for those that don't know this, Caleb Love played at UNC for three seasons before leaving Arizona after a disastrous season. And I think Caleb Love, that was the best thing that ever happened to Caleb Love. And RJ Davis, Caleb Love ended up winning Pac-12 Player of the Year. And RJ Davis ended up winning ACC Player of the Year. So this is going to be a really, really good one. I was a little petty about Caleb transferring. I was glad he transferred because I just felt like he destroyed the team. But I think that there was two main point guards and that couldn't happen. They one had to go, and I think Caleb made the best choice to go to Arizona. And Arizona is really, really good. But you know me, I'm going with my boys Tar Heels for anything. I'm just going for Tar Heels. You know, Tar Heels. So, you know. But yeah, but Arizona could win this game, but I don't see them winning this game. But yeah, unfortunately, that's pretty much all I got. I will let y'all guys know that we'll be having two episodes next week. So one will be talk about the Final Four, men's and women's, and the next show we're gonna be talking about WrestleMania and the Final Four are on the same day. Men and women's Final Four. I can finally get to talk more about the women's Final Four, and that should be an interesting one as well. So I believe the women's Final Four starts next Friday, and the men start Saturday. And WrestleMania, it starts on that Saturday. And for night one, it's on Saturday. The night two is on Sunday. Yeah, it should be interesting. I'm probably going to try to have two TVs. One watch wrestling and watch the Final Four. So next weekend is going to be a great weekend. Well, guys, I thought, like I said, it was just me, and I just wanted to share what I saw about these games this week and make my predictions. Yeah, like I said, be on the lookout for two episodes next weekend. We got episode 150 is coming. Just letting y'all know it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be entertaining, and I know we try to do our things right now, and we still trying to figure out if we're gonna do like an NFL draft show like last year. But yeah, guys, I have nothing else to say, y'all. I'm just glad that the people who was online checked in. And till next week, I'll talk with you guys later. Peace. Oh yeah, go Tar Heels and fuck Duke.
Meditate, sell the things that I cannot change. Like I never sell my ass or my soul for fame. I'm so player, pimp tight, real kosher. I'm debonair, don't need no deal or exposure. Fuck.